Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, March 31st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, YSKYH, Q4 2024. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, SKYH, for Q4 2024. Sky Harbor exhibited strong growth and resilience, expanding its aviation infrastructure portfolio amidst economic challenges. Key highlights include completing construction projects, acquiring facilities, maintaining high occupancy rates, and introducing the SH-37 hangar model for business jets. In FY24, SKYH reported $14.8 million in revenues, a 95% increase from FY23, with a sequential revenue growth of approximately 13% in Q4. The company expanded its leased footprint, with ongoing construction projects in strategic locations like Seattle, Phoenix, Dallas, and Denver. Despite increased expenses impacting operating income, SKYH maintained a strong balance sheet with total assets of $556.6 million and liquidity of approximately $127.0 million. Stonegate's valuation using a discounted cash flow analysis estimates a range of $15.36 to $23.80 per share for SKYH. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Lavras Gold Corp., TSXV LGC. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Lavras Gold Corp., LGC. As of 4Q24, Lavras Gold maintained a disciplined financial approach, ending the year with a cash balance of $1.65 million. The company completed a significant $15 million raise in February 2025, attracting new institutional investors. Operating expenses focus on exploration and evaluation, with no outstanding long-term debt. Lavras Gold continues to achieve exploration milestones, including the Fazenda do Pasto discovery and significant drilling results at Butia deposit. The company aims to transition to production by advancing economic studies at key projects, supported by an experienced management team. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies.
Market alert! Palatin's disruptive obesity drug combination shows groundbreaking weight loss results in phase 2 top-line data, NYSE-PTN. Palatin Technologies has revealed groundbreaking top-line results from its phase 2 study, showing that patients on the obesity drug bremelanotide in combination with tirzepatide achieved a 4.4% weight reduction compared to just 1.6% for placebo. This significant difference highlights the synergistic effect of combining these two mechanisms. The economic potential of anti-obesity drugs is massive, with the market projected to reach $100 billion by 2030. Palatin's data also showed that its drug effectively prevented rapid weight regain, typically seen after stopping GLP-1 GIP therapy, addressing a major challenge in obesity treatment. The company is advancing the development of next-generation injectable and oral versions of its compounds, with new drug applications planned for late 2025 and clinical data expected in early 2026. Palatin's momentum across multiple therapeutic areas with significant unmet needs positions it well in the rapidly expanding market of obesity treatment.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 2024 financial results, including positive cash flow from operations of $646,290 for full year. Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports its 2024 financial results, with total revenues up 65% year-over-year and adjusted earnings per share increasing by $1.01. Net cash provided by operations swung from negative $236,877 in 2023 to positive $646,290 in 2024. the environmental services business line is expected to exceed $3 million in revenue for 2025, with corporate profitability. The company plans to continue its stock repurchase program and start dividend payments in the second quarter of 2025. The CEO stated that 2024 was foundational, setting up an exciting 2025 and beyond, with a focus on growth opportunities and investments in resource-driven and emerging technology industries.
Employer Choice Solutions partners with ECS Plus to provide cost reduction services for businesses and nonprofits. Employer Choice Solutions has partnered with ECS Plus to offer expense reduction services for businesses and nonprofits. ECS Plus specializes in cost savings and efficiency, delivering average client savings of 15% to 35% across various expense categories. With a unique vendor-based compensation model, clients do not incur out-of-pocket costs. This partnership aims to help businesses save on merchant card services, telecom, logistics, freight, and energy expenses. Employer Choice Solutions encourages businesses to review all expenses annually to identify cost-saving opportunities, especially in times of economic uncertainty. Contact Employer Choice Solutions for a fee-free consultation to start the process of expense reduction and improve cost efficiency.
Charbone Hydrogen expands product offerings with commercial agreements with a Tier 1 U.S. industrial gas producer. Charbone Hydrogen Corporation has expanded its product offerings through commercial agreements with a Tier 1 U.S. industrial gas producer. The agreements enable Charbone to access hydrogen volumes in advance of its own production and offer additional gases like helium to customers. With a focus on the North American market, Charbone is set to deploy 16 production plants across Canada and the U.S. The company's partnership with a Tier 1 industrial gas producer will diversify revenue streams and address the growing demand for hydrogen and industrial gases. This move solidifies Charbone's position as a market leader in the hydrogen industry and enhances investor confidence in its innovative business model.
Giant Mining Corp. Diamond Core Drilling Update from Majuba Hill, Nevada. Giant Mining Corp. announces drilling progress at Majuba Hill, Nevada, with hole MHB-32 surpassing 800 feet. The core program aims to expand copper mineralization and update the mineral resource estimate. Big Sky Exploration drilled MHB-32, which will undergo detailed logging and sampling. Core samples will be sent to ALS Labs for analysis. Copper, gold, and silver prices are on the rise, enhancing project value. The 2025 core program follows up on high-grade copper zones and aims to confirm deeper extensions. Updates on assay results and drilling progress will be provided to stakeholders. Majuba Hill's key features include location in a top-ranked mining jurisdiction, historical drilling, expandability potential, and secured funding for the 2025 campaign. Silver Crown Royalties announces closing of second tranche of its non-brokered private placement. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. has closed the second tranche of its non-brokered private placement, issuing 75,310 units at $6.50 per unit for gross proceeds of approximately $489,515. Each unit includes one common share and one warrant to acquire an additional common share at $13. This brings the total units issued to 142,848, raising $928,512. The funds will support the silver royalty acquisition on the Igor 4 project in Peru and cover general expenses. All securities issued are subject to a hold period of 4 months plus 1 day. Silver Crown Royalties Inc., a publicly traded silver royalty company, aims to provide investors with precious metals exposure and minimize economic impact on mining projects. New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advanta Pure and Carolina Components Group, announce a collaboration. New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advanta Pure and New Age Performance Products, has announced a collaboration with Carolina Components Group, Inc., to develop and market eco-friendly products for the single-use biopharma manufacturing market. The partnership aims to create products with a reduced carbon footprint, starting with a line of thermoplastic elastomer tubing products. Mary Marcus, CEO of New Age Industries, expressed their commitment to sustainability, while John Cooling, president and CEO of Carolina Components Group, praised NAI's focus on sustainability. New Age Industries, founded in 1954, specializes in fluid transfer system solutions, while Carolina Components Group is a supplier of ultra-pure equipment for biopharmaceutical manufacturing. For more information, contact Mary Marcus at New Age Industries or John Cooling at Carolina Components Group. Tina Brinkley Potts launches Trailblazers Academy to help educated women turn their expertise into profitable thought leadership brands. Tina Brinkley Potts has launched Trailblazers Academy, a thought leadership incubator for educated women to monetize their expertise and build legacy-driven businesses. With layoffs affecting professionals with advanced degrees, the program offers a solution to leverage knowledge and personal brand for income and impact. Combining coaching, automation, and visibility positioning, Trailblazers Academy guides women through the transition to powerful thought leaders. A 7-day exclusive preview allows participants to experience the program before committing, with fast action bonus for the first 25 enrollees to receive a Done With You book project. POTS aims to help women reclaim their voice, freedom, and future on their own terms. Straighterline acquires Preppy to expand career certification offerings. Straighterline, a leader in online education, has acquired Preppy to offer learners affordable career and certification training. This acquisition aims to help professionals in in-demand careers like medical assistants and pharmacy technicians. The move comes as job openings in healthcare and early childhood education are expected to grow significantly. By expanding into certifications, Straighterline solidifies its position as a comprehensive platform for learners at all stages. The acquisition of Preppy adds to Straighterline's growing portfolio of education brands, emphasizing accessible and effective training programs to fill workforce gaps. This strategic move aligns with Straighterline's mission to provide high-quality online courses and career advancement opportunities for learners worldwide. Poets and Quants honors best and brightest business majors for 2025. Poets and Quants for Undergrads has released its 10th annual Best and Brightest Business Majors feature, honoring 100 accomplished seniors in fields like business administration, marketing, finance, and operations. This year's honorees are described as entrepreneurial, proactive, and unifying forces. Students like David Elias Kurtzman, Stephen Mitchell, and Skylar Mott are recognized for their impressive achievements in academics, athletics, and entrepreneurship. The list includes representatives from top-ranked schools like Wharton and Haas School. Each student profile includes details on extracurricular activities, awards, and testimonials from administrators and faculty members. To learn more about the best and brightest business majors of 2025, visit the Poets and Quants for Undergrads website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.